this is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. The Barbados Agricultural Society reports a successful AgroFest but is concerned over student absence. The Barbados Union of Teachers is calling on the Ministry of Education to address long-standing terms leave issue. A University of the West Indies professor urges CARICOM to take a strategic approach in planned talks with U.S. President Donald Trump. And some St. Lucie residents are calling on government to urgently address concerns, including security in their community. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. The Barbados Agricultural Society, BAS, is reporting a successful AgroFest with hundreds of patrons attending over the weekend. However, the organization remains concerned about the absence of students as the festival once again coincided with the Ministry of Education's midterm break. BAS Chief Executive Officer James Paul says the event that was held over the weekend saw strong support from both patrons and vendors. He notes, however, that students are missing out on educational opportunities due to the scheduling conflict.
This year's activities have gone relatively well. We've seen at least continued interest by the public in AgroFest in terms of heightened interest. We've seen some improvements. The one thing, of course, that we're still very much concerned with is the fact that the Ministry of Education continues to put the midterm holiday on the same weekend that AgroFest occurs, especially when it is known that well beforehand that the agriculture was held on that day. So,
Mr. Paul is calling on the Ministry of Education to reconsider the timing of the midterm break, noting that this is the second consecutive year of the clash.
You know, we have to show our priorities as a nation. When, for instance, activities that help to build the nation, that help to build our productive sectors we don't support. And, for instance, I will say this to you. We are 19 years old. Many of the current exhibitors who now exhibit at AgroFest were introduced to agriculture through AgroFest. A young man now who's actually leading our rabbit show, introduced to agriculture, AgroFest is playing a purpose. So I would like that the Ministry, at least, of Education have the dexterity of mind to see AgroFest as something that would add rather than subtract from the child's education.
Chief Executive Officer of the Barbados Agricultural Society, James Paul. The Barbados Union of Teachers, BUT, is calling on the Ministry of Education to address the long-standing issue of granting terms leave to teachers. General Secretary Gilbert Carmichael says the problem has persisted for nearly a decade and is negatively impacting both teachers and the learning process.
There is some level of frustration over the ongoing delay in granting terms leave to teachers. This is a matter that has been unresolved for just over 10 years. And quite frankly, it's an affront to the professional dignity of our educators because our teachers continue to give above and beyond. Our teachers work well long outside contractual hours, and it undermines the well-being of teachers and the overall effectiveness of the educational system. I think it's a critical entitlement that allows teachers to really get a well-deserved break from the rigorous demands of the classroom. And as we speak to educational reform, it is time that we understand that these things impact the teaching and learning process, and we are always committed to ensuring the teaching and learning process is one that can stand up to the comparison of any other country.
He says the union will be meeting with its members to discuss the next steps if the matter is not addressed.
We have to meet with our membership so that we can have a plan going forward, because this is an untenable situation and it needs to be confronted head on. Teachers are tired, teachers are overwhelmed, teachers need rest, and there must be consistency and fairness in the process, because we have tried every avenue. We have tried to be as cordial, we have tried to be as engaging as possible with the respective ministries. And as a responsible union, we will engage in conversation, but there comes a point where sometimes you have to make sure that you do what is right, but you still make sure that you do what is beneficial to everybody involved in the process.
General Secretary of the Barbados Union of Teachers, Gilbert Carmichael. A university professor is urging CARICOM leaders to be strategic as they prepare to engage U.S. President Donald Trump on the possible impact of his administration's policies on the region. This follows a decision at the recent CARICOM Heads of Government meeting to seek talks with the Trump administration. University of the West Indies Pro Vice Chancellor Professor Justin Robinson said, given the U.S. President's recent policy shifts, CARICOM should focus on highlighting mutual benefits for both the U.S. and the Caribbean. He was speaking on VOB's Brass Tax Sunday program.
This is your reality. This is the President of the United States seeking the best interests of his country. And this is how he seems to negotiate and frame things. An America first, emphasis on economic self-interest, a transactional approach to this, to diplomacy, business first. So I think what the issues that we take, we want to highlight mutual benefits rather than appeal to traditional diplomatic goodwill or moral arguments and try to frame them in terms of what is in it for the U.S. How does stability and prosperity in the Caribbean benefit the U.S.?
University of the West Indies Pro Vice Chancellor Professor Justin Robinson. Residents of Lower Trent's St. Lucie are appealing to government for urgent assistance in their community. Speaking to Starcom Network News about their concerns, residents pointed out a lack of proper access to homes and also no lighting in the area, a security concern for those heading home after work.
I had to pay a fellow bobcat to push me the ground so I could walk properly when I come home, that I can't fall down. I fall down so many times going out that road. I have an aunt that is 89, and she's walked very slow, and she got to travel that road also. Hey, Barbosa, we down here really want help.
The road that we have to travel is very bad. It's ridiculous, actually. And it's been so for years. We gave promises all the time for years that it was something was going to get do about it, and nothing has been done as yet. When the rain falls, it's more than ridiculous because you can't pass the road because it'd be full of water, and all in front of your house is like a river, so you can't get out. Down here is like a forgotten little village.
This road was good, but many, many cement plant was done years ago. They knew this road as an alternative. So, but he's traveling upon this road for a long period of time with heavy equipment and trucks and that kind of thing. Helped mash up the road more. And since that, years, never do nothing with this road. I did about 20 years or so, or 24 years, that this road was still done. When I carry my little girl out to school and I go through the pasta, it's something when it rains, you can't go through that pasta because the water is at palm bottom. So I put you on my back to walk across the pasta. Tell her she uniform or she shoes getting wet.
Residents of Lower Trent's St. Lucie voicing their concerns. Starcom Network News also spoke to Member of Parliament for St. Lucie, Peter Phillips, who said he was aware of the concerns but said government had already earmarked a solution for the issue and pointed to a long-term fix that would benefit not just the residents of Trent.
It has to be a long-term fix that would benefit a number of communities. You have Trent's benefiting, you have Foster's benefiting, you have Swampy Town benefiting, you have the people at Persons at Friendship Road benefiting as well, because ultimately that is where you'll be able to get transportation. We direct the Jose Hill bus to be able to serve all those communities with an improved road network. And all of this would have been put on the table at our last ideas forum. But prior to the ideas forum, this is what I have raised. This is the fix that I would prefer, rather than you have the fixing of an old road which passes right behind the light and power that will only serve one particular location.
Member of Parliament for St. Lucie, Peter Phillips. Vendors relocated from the site of the Temple Yard space at Cheapside are satisfied so far with the progress being made by the Urban Development Commission. All structures on site were demolished last Friday evening, paving the way for newly built shops to be constructed into an entrepreneurial village housing more than 15 vendors. The vendors have been temporarily placed at the Pelican Craft Center. Starcom Network News spoke to vendor Ras Alive, who has been operating from the space since the initial relocation happened in 2001.
From 2020 till this present time, we've been in negotiations for the work to begin. So obviously for me, that loves progress. I would be excited, glad to see that the project is finally up and running. Obviously, you know, it's mixed emotions because, as you will say, the whole living and heap of sort of memories and what's not.
That's longstanding vendor at Temple Yard, Ras Ailiv. Recapping the headlines, the Barbados Agricultural Society reports a successful AgriFest but is concerned over student absence. The Barbados Union of Teachers calling on the Ministry of Education to address long-standing terms leave issue. UWI professor urges CARICOM to take a strategic approach in planned talks with U.S. President Donald Trump. And some St. Lucie residents are calling on government to urgently address concerns, including security in their community. And that was a 7:30 edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss The Latest with Starcom Network. News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.